This one's quite important. There was an email came in from the council a couple of days ago. Penny, for your thoughts, consulting on public toilet availability. So this was a big, big thing in Aberfeldy 10, 15 years ago. But the council are now specifically consulting on this. And, you know, they don't, in their consultation, they don't seem to be closing anything down. So I think we're duty bound to talk about this and make sure people know about it. The consultation period is open for 12 weeks. So we could maybe just have an initial discussion just now and maybe do more about it in our September meeting. But certainly if Perth and Kinross Council are talking seriously about public toilets in Aberfeldy, then we have to pay attention to that.
Yeah.
You want to kick off, Elaine?
Okay. Well, I'm very concerned about the toilets around at Victoria Park. The way things have been with parked cars, there's been kids running out between the parked cars to go over to the toilet. And it terrifies me. I think there's an accident waiting to be happening. I think we should really, if they're offering us toilets, I think we should really be trying to find somewhere, be really on the ball for this, because we've only got 12 weeks.
So just, so I see John's got his hand up here. John, are the council likely to put money into this, or is it something a bit less optimistic than that?
I think just to correct what Elaine said there, the council are not offering anybody necessarily. What they're wanting is people's thoughts. Obviously, yeah. What has happened in the past is there's been a tendency to move towards the comfort scheme, where we pay businesses to make their toilets open publicly over the period of the lockdown and such. Like, obviously, a lot of these places weren't open or are now more reluctant to allow people just to come in off the street to use their toilets. There's obviously additional cleaning requirements, et cetera, et cetera. So we felt this is the time to ask people about their thoughts and their views. Mm-hmm. obviously, you know, to make toilets publicly available with, a staff member or cleaner, et cetera, et cetera. They're not cheap. I think probably the one in Putlochry is about one of the very few public toilets that actually makes a profit. but we obviously have toilets in Dunkeld, toilets in Crieff and in Perth and places like that. so it's really a question of what the community council or what you as individuals think. You can go and log on to the survey and give them your views and your thoughts. And obviously, depending on what comes out of that, we'll develop a strategy. But, you know, if it involves capital funding to build new toilet blocks all over the place, that might take a bit of doing and a bit of time and effort, resources to actually, you know, find bits of ground, design the toilets, get them all implemented, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not going to be a quick fix, basically what I'm saying.
No, but we've got 12 weeks to get our views in to them.
Forget the close by date, maybe Victor has it, but yeah.
So if we...
They sold the toilets in Burnside, so they must have money available for Aberfeldy then.
Exactly. And Kenmore's getting their toilets back.
Uh-huh. And we also have lost comfort schemes anyway, like the Breadalbin Bakery, etc. They've all stopped that for a long time.
Yeah.
And so we've got less comfort schemes now than we had a way back. So.
Yeah. And if we're having all these triathlons, etc., and all these people coming in, we need to have some facilities for them.
Well, you think about it. We've lost Breadalbin Bakery, haven't done it for a long time, the comfort scheme. The co-op never opened the toilets.
The co-op toilet broke, Jean, and then they're not replacing it.
No. I know, they keep saying they would have to dig up all the store's floor and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there is less and less businesses doing the comfort scheme than there ever has been. And even the ones that maybe aren't maybe that accessible or open at, you know, times when everybody wants them. And I think certainly in Aberfeldy, the toilets more centrally located for where people are parking and shopping and everything down at the park is great. You've got a couple down there, but it's not very accessible for people who are coming into town and things. I think we definitely need to look at it.
Yeah, so the car park really by the co-op would be ideal.
Yep. Right, Alistair, do you want to come in?
Yeah, we're aware of this story as well. Ashley's just told me that she's actually written a story for our news tomorrow on this, and very much on the window of opportunity that's open to get feedback on the survey. So we'll certainly be featuring it tomorrow in our news, and also on a web article that you'll find the link to the survey too. So I think with these things, as John says, it's about getting your opinion within the survey point. So I'd be keen to follow this as well.
Okay, thank you, Alistair. So let's not talk too much about it just now. Let's think about it and make this further up the agenda in September.
Cool.
And I guess
just ask for a clarification from Elaine. Did you mention Kenmore? Something about that, please.
Yeah, Kenmore's getting their toilets back. I don't think it's going to do with the council. Maybe John can let us know about that. Yeah,
I don't think they are council-owned toilets. They were privately owned, and I think, as you say, I think it's in connection with the campsite, is it, that they're planning? To put in there across from the beach?
Yeah.
So I think the landowners, whoever that is, I'm not sure myself, obviously want to reinstate them possibly for the campsite as well as the public.
Mm. Okay, let's move on. That's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.